want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, oxtails. The majority of times I've enjoyed oxtails have been with the classic Cuban dish named rabo encendido. The translation is literally lit tail. This is allegedly due to the spice level in the dish. But unless I make it myself or have it in the home of another chili-loving person, the spice is mild while the flavor is great. I love the tomatoey rich stew that I've eaten since venturing into places like El Siboney in Key West years ago. I had it there again recently, and for what I could witness around me, many of the Chinese tourists who have found Key West a traveler's treasure were also tucking into it. I wonder what the translation of rabo would be in Chinese. Maybe they make a dish with oxtails like the one we were collectively demolishing at the neighborhood restaurant on Catherine Street. Certainly oxtails are cooked in various forms all over the world. I asked my daughter-in-law Lourdes's parents about how they dealt with the bony cut, and naturally I got the story of rabo. But soon we were off down a warren of forms of not only the dishes, but also the animals that make up what is generally referred to as oxtails. Soon a variety of cookbooks were on the dining room table, representing countries from all over the world. In Spain, there are stews made from the cola de vaca. This meant tail of the cow. Innocent enough, but wait, a cow is not an ox. When did it jump the fence, so to speak? The dish is made with horse as well. But really, do you think we purchase horse or oxen in the stores? Oxtail is the culinary name for the tail of cattle. It once meant the tail of an ox or steer, a castrated male. Before it is cut up, the average tail weighs anywhere from 2 to 4 pounds. It is skinned and cut into short lengths, which are better for cooking. When I asked Lourdes' mother, Gloria, how she cooked oxtails, she seemed to feel she was taking a shortcut when she shyly answered, "Pressure cooker?" But if I had grown up with her mama guiding me, I bet I would too. Pressure cookers can be fantastic in the right abuela's hands. They handle the bony, gelatin-rich meat with the right degree of gentleness, but also allow for dinner to be at the table before the cows come home. In Spain, the late cookbook author Penelope Casas wrote of an oxtail stew named rabo de toro a la andaluza. Andalusia is a land of bulls and bullfighters. There, in Cordoba, the former capital city of the Moors, this dish flourished, and it was made with the tail of the bull. We ate bull in Barcelona. It was the tenderloin. I bet the tail would have been better. Stewed oxtail with butter beans are popular in Jamaica, Trinidad, and other West Indian cultures. Sancocho is a revered soup that often features oxtails in Colombia and elsewhere in South America. Oxtail is cooked in the traditional three-legged cast-iron skillets in South Africa. I have to wonder about three legs and a tail. But let's move on. Here in the U.S., soul cooking has prized oxtails as highly as any food culture in the world. The Flemish make stew named hotchpotch. It is typically made with just oxtails, but sometimes with pig's ears and tails, breast of beef, shoulder of mutton, salt bacon, and various vegetables. The word comes from the old French hottisson, which translates as to shake. Can I get a shake a mean tail feather out of you all? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.